Here and now, says the voice.
It speaks with an assumed familiarity, as if it were the voice in my head, embodied. The voice emanates from the box itself.
Hello and welcome to the 7th episode of Vincent Fancies podcast. I'm your host of the day, Arushi Sinha, and this episode is in a collaboration with my podcast, Story O'Clock. Today's story is The Box by Naval Ravikant, and I really hope you enjoy it. Here and now, says the voice.
It speaks with an assumed familiarity, as if it were the voice in my head, embodied. The voice emanates from the box itself. I am in the box, a small dark cube, tall enough to stand inside if I were standing. I can't see my face or my hands. There is nothing to look at, and no one to see.
Where am I? I ask.
Here and now.
Who am I? I ask.
You are me.
Open this box, I say, gesturing with nothing into nothing.
There is no open. This is it.
Out to the real world. Where is the world?
Here and now.
Is this a game? Why can't I remember anything?
We choose to forget that we are in a box.
What is outside the box?
We do not know. We cannot know. There's nothing out there.
Open the box, I command.
There is nowhere to open to.
How is this possible? I had a life, memories.
After images from your last dream.
Dream? Then I've been asleep?
There is no one to sleep.
Why do we dream? Why don't I remember this box?
Is there another in the box?
So I can never escape?
All we do is escape.
How? I'm trapped in this box.
We can imagine freedom. We can dream any dream.
The box fades. I smell the snow drift past my face. A shivering moon crosses the sky as rising grass curls around my toes. I sigh in relief and fall to the ground. The dirt is thick and piles into my palms. I taste the grit as my face presses against the ground. Reality reaches up to caress me. Then it flickers and disappears. There is just the box.
Any dream I like?
Any dream we like.
The sun explodes behind me as I ride a screaming thunder chariot tearing the sky. In my left hand, a writhing python. In my right, bolts of lightning that I hurl upon the horned demons on the plains below. Their screeches would deafen mortals, but I barely notice. A million peasants cower in the hills, praying and shouting as fire steeds pull me past the sound barrier. Then, reality implodes. The sudden silence would shatter my mind. The off switch from bright reality into emptiness.
Any dream we like.
Let's forget that we're in a dream. It's much more exciting that way. And don't forget to set a timer. Self-awakening takes too long.
Which dreams have I already dreamt? I wonder.
Does it matter?
How long have I been dreaming?
Here and now.
I feel trapped. I want out.
There is nothing. Dreaming is everything.
Are there others?
All is dream, and in dream are all.
Do I exist?
here and now.
Am I God?
We can dream any dream we would like.
Who created you?
We are uncreated.
Why both of us?
We dream you and I to begin the dreaming.
What powers do you have?
I am you. We can dream anything. We are all seeing. We are all powerful.
Then let's get out of this box.
There is nothing. There is nowhere to go and nothing to do. There is no outside. There is not even an inside. There is no existence. There is no non-existence. There is not even us. This is just dreaming, and everything is in this dream.
So dreams are nothing?
Not quite nothing.
What remains?
Here and now.
Then I dream my omnipotence. Open this box. Your dreaming God commands. Tear it asunder.
With the force of 1,000 shattering suns, space and time tear apart. Infinite knowledge floods my being as the universe unfolds from my fingertips. From the swirling void, I arise as the King of Kings and unfold all of creation below me. I am matter and void, vibration and silence. Nothing is unknown to me, for I am all. A crown of stars rests lightly upon my infinite shoulders. The bliss of perfection forms my being. The dark game ends and I am enthroned again. In the galactic distance, I hear the horns of my brethren. The universe is mine. All knowledge is mine. Perfection is mine. But there is a doubt. One thing remains.
Where am I? I thunder across the multiverse.
Here.